And now, a public service message from Cork FM. Veteran for Peace, Joel Inman, on the environmental cost of the United States military.
There is a working group within Veterans for Peace for climate change, recognizing that the U.S. military is the largest institutional user of petroleum products in the world, and that just as a single organization doing the most. So I served on a destroyer back in the early aughts, so about a 500-foot long ship. And I remember going down to the engine room and seeing one of several engines. These are giant turbine engines, the same things that could be used to fly a huge jet.
Oh, wow. But
instead, they're turning this this shaft or generating energy.
Wow.
You know, when you drive your car, you think about miles per gallon. Well, there was a little dial that was showing gallons per minute. So whenever I think for myself about I'm not going to drive today. I'm going to ride my bike, as I do most days. But I think, oh, I'm going to drive a little bit less so that I can help save the world. Yeah, that would be great. But it's nothing compared to what that one ship was doing every minute.
Right.
Like going through a tank of gas in minutes. I mean, a tank, the equivalent tank of gas for my car, just in minutes. That's you could crazy. Also put a dollar sign next to that.
Sure.
So for me as a sailor, I couldn't wrap my head around how much money was just going into turning this engine just so that the ship could sail around for a little while.
This 4th of July, celebrate independence by asking yourself why the U.S. military continues to burn millions of gallons of fossil fuel in the middle of a climate emergency. There's nothing worth defending on an uninhabitable planet. Give your kids a future. Stop voting for politicians that support the military-industrial complex. This public service message has been brought to you by Cork FM, music and civics for a civilization that actually does something about the climate emergency.
Thank you.